This is Taiwan's capital city of Taipei. The IT industry has played a major role in Taipei's economic growth. Today, it is one of the leading cities in Asia. But at night, the scene transforms. The town is suddenly bustling with customers at street stalls. The Taiwanese incorporate the new while preserving the old. Banqiao City is in the rural outskirts of Taipei. It's famous for elaborate funeral processions. These signboards say life services. The street is lined with funeral homes. A UN committee has discussed Japan's efforts to eliminate discrimination against women, with many members pointing out that progress is slow. The Japanese government is aiming to increase the percentage of female managers from 1.7% in 2005 to around 5% by the end of the fiscal year 2010. The committee is discussing the progress of each signatory to the UN Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women. 186 countries have signed the pact since it was adopted 30 years ago. David Bull was born in 1951 in Yorkshire, England. His family emigrated to Canada when he was 5 years old. At high school, he was interested in classical music, and later, he enrolled in a music college. He hoped to play flute in an orchestra, but failed to make it and abandoned that dream. For a while, he drifted aimlessly, but then had a fateful encounter. Walking through the streets of Toronto, he happened to wander into an art gallery hosting an exhibit of Japanese woodblock prints. Back to the old to-do list again. Let's see. Climb Mount Everest. Yep, done. Snorkeling with the dolphins off the coast of Australia. Yep, done. Skydiving in Borneo. Yep, that's checked off too. Barreling over Niagara Falls. No way, far too risky. How about discovering a land of lost caverns in the highlands of Costa Rica? Easy trek to view scenic wonders of beauty and mystery. Ancient unexplored caverns await. Hey, Jeff, what do you think of this? Why just travel when you can adventure travel? Call us today to book your next out-of-this-world thrill-seeker vacation. Japan has a large youth culture, but more precisely, it is a shoujo, a girl culture, where the notion of kawaii is the key. Kawaii, most commonly translated as cute, is practically everywhere in Japan. It is almost impossible to spend one day in Japan without hearing the word kawaii. It is not merely a word. Kawaii is an idea, a concept, a mindset and philosophy. And as such, it does not exist in the West. Unique and bizarre Japanese pop group AKB48 puts a global face and voice to the Japanese kawaii culture.